I must say I'm very angry and disappointed. It seems like we're going to be scapegoated as GPs for problems which are right across the NHS. It depends really on the whole of the service working properly. And at the moment, everything from GP practices through hospitals and into social care are really crumbling. We don't have the funding we need. We don't have the resources. And importantly, we don't have the manpower. Staffing of general practice has always been based on routine services being provided Monday to Friday. We are supposed to provide services from 8 o'clock in the morning through till 6:30 in the afternoon. Extra out of that hasn't been funded, and most importantly, hasn't had enough staff to actually be able to provide it. We have the added problem at the moment that we have a recruitment problem in general practice. About one in three practices has at least one GP vacancy, and there are some with multiple. We're seeing practices go to the wall and closing because they cannot replace their staff. So the idea that we can suddenly move from 5 to 7 days, I think, is really very unpractical and probably impossible. We have a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year service in general practice because we have the GP out of our service. Here in Medway, we've had Medway On Call Care, which started as a GP cooperative back in the late 80s, and it continues to see patients and are still available via the 111 service, and it has seen a rise in the demand this winter of about 15%, as has the rest of the country. So there are people available to be seen. On top of that, that service is actually based partly in the emergency room at Medway Maritime Hospital. So people who arrive with a GP-style problem can be seen by a GP already without practices being forced to open at other times. We've seen this crisis coming for a very long time. When I was in medical school 30-plus years ago, they were telling us that there was going to be a big bulge in the population and older people, and we seem to have ignored it until now. Now we've had a situation where we have massive demand. The number of times people see their GP on average per year has doubled. We haven't increased the GP to cope with that number. And add in a winter, some bad flu-like illnesses, and suddenly we're not coping. We need more resources. It's not going to be a question of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We need to put some more deck chairs out.